Welcome to the Two Moms and a Mic podcast,
now available on YouTube.
We are Briggs and Dodson,
two seasoned moms with a collective of 8 kids and an abundance of chaos.
We bust ass, fail often, and love fiercely.
We're queens with broken crowns.
Our intention is to create a community for moms and parents surviving the modern suburban world of raising teenagers.
We also intend to drink.
Join us for our raw episodes as we navigate stages of midlife while parenting multiple children and thriving with teenagers.
Actually, they're trying to kill us.
Raise your glasses and tune in.
Cheers!
Good morning, Dodson.
Morning, Briggs.
Oh, man. It's been so long,
Too long. Straight to the tap.
Good grief.
And the whistle is wet.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Woo! It's been a minute. I'm so happy to see you.
Wednesday. Studio Wednesday. I know.
You know what else today is?
I never see you.
You know what else today is? And this is old school for us, like in our world.
What?
Sloth start.
Oh my God. So it is. I heard that this morning. I was like, wait, late start. Oh my God. The world is back. Ish.
But I thought of you this morning when I, at 6:30, I'm like tearing into my boys' bedrooms and I'm like,
get up,
it's time to get up for school.
It's late start Wednesday.
And they're like, get out, it's late start. I'm like, and then I was like, oh my God, I'm going to go back and lay down a minute.
Right.
And I laid back down and I thought of you because I'm like, I'm going to see Dodson today. We're going to record, and it's sloth start. So this takes me back to like when we first started recording.
Well, and I've been taken back by the beautiful hell commute where I'm trying to get out of the high school. And I'm like, I have a new attitude about it, right? Because you still can't get out unless you fight your way out. Mm-hmm. But it's a thing again.
That brings me to a huge giant what the fuck.
Okay, I want to do this whole thing of fuckery.
Yes.
Sprinkled with back to school. Because back to school is only slightly entertaining. But you and I have a lot
of... Well, it's a pretty damn big deal these days.
Yes, but it's only slightly entertaining. You and I have a lot of stuff to share on, like, fuckery level.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I like when we just do that.
Well, I just thought of this quick. Because I have my premeditated WTF.
The but planned just, one that you I, documented?
Yes, on my WTF post-it note here. But I just quick thought of one when you talked about the getting to school in the morning and the driving in the parking lot.
Mm-hmm.
So just really quickly, my twins are 17, so they're both juniors this year. And I mean, this also kind of goes in with my other WTF. Shit.
I mean, how many do you have?
Well, I have two for this episode, but what I was just going to say for this one was I was saying out loud in my car this morning when I was in the carpool line, what the fuck am I doing here? Because they drive.
Yeah, why were you there, you dork?
Right. They drive because Chase, okay, well, this goes into my other WTF. But hold on. Chase likes to be at school early.
Well,
Aiden
right.
does not. Aiden
right.
leaves at the last minute.
Yep.
So
mm-hmm.
Chase just ups and leaves. Aiden does not have a car right now, and that's my next WTF. But you would think that Chase would wait, that they would drive together in Chase's car.
Well, that's
because they're
logical.
Both going to the same
place.
Damn school.
Do they want to come and pick up mine that doesn't want to get her license?
Yeah, no. because it's too chaotic. They won't even drive together in the same car.
No, that was a joke. I do not want to put liberal MK in a car with Republican Chase, okay?
No.
Ever.
Well, I don't know if Chase is Republican.
Well, whatever.
But
they don't
get
along.
Chase is very much not
interested in hanging out with Madeline's opinions.
No.
Neither am I.
Well, no. I mean, no. He cannot handle that kind of stuff at all. But because I have one of those in my house too,
mm-hmm,
so it's
mm-hmm.
not even in my house anymore, and that's why. But anyway, so I had to drive Aiden to school this morning, and I, as I'm driving in the parking lot into the school, I pass my other son's car.
Okay, that Corey, come on,
that is absolute
that's
insanity.
This is exactly why we need to get some sort of faux careers and be like, sorry, we're so important outside of the house.
Yeah.
Bye.
Well,
we're going to go sell $500 million of commission and drive clean cars. Bye bye. Yes, I am talking to you, yeah. Colin.
Well, hey, you know what? I mean, I have that now, and it still doesn't.
The out of the house but J-O-B.
But I have the flexibility
to go and handle the chaos.
So, yeah, but I just thought that was a huge what the fuck, because I was driving and I'm like, what the fuck? You can't go with your twin brother to school because you guys are on two different schedules.
You're too nice.
I know.
I would not put up with that shit.
Well.
You know what? Hoof it.
Right.
And I can't stand how nice you are all the time.
Well, you know what, Dodson? You know that this is a big deal for my one to be attending school at this school this
year. I hear you on that because I have a situation with not attending school as well. And I already see that child saying things to me like, get off my back. I went to school. Okay, so you know what? We're going to start to reframe that because going to school is not like this is what I'm saying.
Life.
Do you want a parade because you went?
Dodson, we are in the culture of giving 37th place a trophy. Okay?
Well,
these kids think that they need to be praised and get all the accolades.
It's our
for
fault
wiping
because
their ass.
We used to praise them for pooping. Okay, it's our fault.
Well, every kid when you're potty training needs to be praised for pooping because otherwise, how do you?
I was half exaggerating, half kidding. But
I know. But
okay, what's your other WTF?
My other WTF kind of goes along with the first one. So the night before school started, my two boys each had their own car.
Blessed.
Right.
Privileged.
Very blessed. Very privileged. Also, I can't continue to drive everybody everywhere.
No.
And they're 17.
Yeah.
And
get behind the wheel.
So, and there's a lot of sports involved. One has a job. I can't do all that.
Mm-mm.
So the night before school started, my one son and two of his friends were like, we're going to go to the mall and just pick up some last minute like t-shirts or hoodies or whatever for school, back to school clothes. I'm like, okay,
fine.
That's fine.
Yeah.
So the next phone call I get is they've been in a terrible car accident on the highway.
Who called you?
Well, he didn't call me. He called my husband.
Who? Your son?
My son.
Oh, okay. So
and
not
said
terrible
we'd been
enough
in,
to, they like, were, he no, could call.
Everybody was sick. Nobody was injured.
Okay.
But the car is completely totaled.
Oh, well, that goes along with the Briggs life.
So, yes, it does lately. But the thing is this is like the stage that we're at in motherhood with the teenagers, I feel like the driving part is one of the most stressful parts of having a teenager. I think that it is so stressful. I mean, moms' hearts literally sink to the ground when they watch their child back the car down the driveway to go somewhere, right?
Yeah, it's a wonderful way to destroy your immune system, yes, because
I mean,
the stress is unbearable.
It really is.
You know,
and
I really envy,
like,
old horse and buggy people, right? What did they think? They were like, ew, don't let the horse step on you.
Do you know how many times
I'm gonna
thought about moving to Mackinac Island?
Butter, right?
You know, they don't even have cars on the island. Those kids either take a horse and buggy or rollerblade to school.
Put your blades on. Everybody gets an electric scooter. We don't need any heart attacks.
Seriously. So, but I mean, even if you saw the picture, like the whole...
I did see the picture.
Oh, I sent it to you. Yeah.
Well, I didn't have time to respond to you because there are too many crazy people in my house, but I saw the picture of the smushed car. Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, thank God the boys are okay.
Correct.
That's the most important thing, obviously.
Yes.
I mean, like when I saw that picture, I almost, like, I was like, oh my God. And, you know, that's just like a nightmare for a parent it's really scary thinking that your kid is driving on the highway anyway, but this kid of mine has always been like the risk taker.
Well, and I know because you've got that spy app and it'll say like arrived at a top speed of 100 miles per hour.
Right.
You know what? Horse and buggies don't do that. No. Let's just throw it back.
Exactly. So, yeah, so that happened the night before school. So now that we're, like, what, into day five of school, the kid doesn't have a car.
Well, don't crash it.
And the twins,
now they have to share.
Well, they're going to have to.
Hard knocks.
Right.
Hard damn knocks in the Ville.
You know, part of it, too, is that they have, like, different friend groups, too. And, like, my one son... You know, he and his friends sometimes like to go, you know, grab breakfast before school. Like, they're early risers. They're used to being at practice at, like, 5 in the morning and whatever.
They need to figure it out.
They need to figure it out.
This is their responsibility, not yours.
Yeah, exactly. But this, like I was saying, the teenagers and the driving, it is so... We've done a Teens and Wheels episode. Yeah. Like, that's... It's so stressful, right? But this has been... our fourth car accident in the last 6 weeks, Dodson. I don't mean bad car accidents. I mean, like, and not with the same kid. Like, one kid, you know, like, rear-ended somebody while he was driving my husband's truck.
That's too many. That's about three too many.
Right?
Yeah.
My husband was driving... a few weeks ago, and we had just won our water polo championship, my boys, and we were leaving the high school, and two teenage girls slammed into my husband's truck.
Wonderful.
So that wasn't my kids at that, but it's still like still, the teenage drivers,
you don't need
right?
all of, yeah, yeah.
Still repairs on the car. So, oh, and by the way, this was my husband's loaner truck because his regular truck still wasn't out of the shop from when my son Chase had his fender bender.
Right.
And then two of them, Aiden got into a little fender bender with no damage, a little bit of damage, but, and then just now this bad car accident. So this has been in the last 6 weeks, Dodson. I mean, this is nuts.
So cheers to still having insurance.
So I was like, our insurance company is going to drop me flat on my ass.
Yeah, if you guys keep crashing all the time, like every week, you're really, it's not pole position.
No.
It's not Atari.
No.
Okay?
So I call my insurance agent.
You're like, hi, sorry.
I was like, hi, Fred.
Hello, friendly Fred.
He's like, oh, is something, and I'm like, yeah, no, we have to file another claim. So my insurance agent was like, oh my God, Corey. He's like, but this is how it is. When you have four teenagers, this is how it is.
Well, unless you make everybody ride a damn bike, or you know what, just Forrest Gump the whole thing. Can you not run to your school?
Do you know what he did?
Everybody gets Nikes. Bye-bye.
We don't live that far from the school either.
Honest to damn God, can you kids not fucking walk?
I know.
Get your steps in. Here's your Apple Watch.
Right.
Let's go.
I know. So my insurance agent says to me, I am so sorry. Like, this, to the moms that have these four teenagers and they're driving and there's car accidents and there's fender benders and this and that. He goes, I feel so bad. I don't know how you do it. He said, I am sending you a $500 Visa gift card and you go spend that on anything
he
that
gave you
want.
Money?
He sent me a $500 Visa gift card and said, I hope you spend this on a spa day.
What? Thanks, Fred. You're taking me with you, Bridge, you butthole.
Okay. I was like, I've never won anything in my life.
Well, congratulations. Good job crashing all your cars and making people feel bad for you. Oh, my God. Okay.
Anyway, that was my WTF moment.
It's a good one.
Anyways, that's I know freakish. You have a whole bunch too, so.
Well, I mean, I'm going to pick and choose here. But before I give mine, I want to tell you and say hi to sweetheart mom Ginger.
Who's Ginger?
She's a rando adorable mom. So I was out hearing whatever live music, I think a local band, and Gold came with me. So we're sitting there just, you know, being cool with our bourbon.
Mm-hmm.
And this cute mom comes over and she's like, so there was another woman with us. I can't remember who. I think it was the wife of the band, whatever. There was a group of us at the table. So she's like, hi, are you guys the two moms? And I'm like, oh my God.
Wait, I wasn't there.
I know you weren't there. Oh. So I'm telling you the story. Oh. I'm like, well, I am. And Gold's all over it, right? He's like, yeah, right here. This is her. I'm like, ah. She was so adorable. She came over like as a fan.
And she was random.
Oh, well, she was there enjoying herself, but she...
But she recognized you.
Yeah.
Okay.
But then she was like, you guys like carried me through the pandemic. So I just wanted to tell you that and give her a little shout out because it is the best ever to know that you and I sharing all of our stupid chaos with our nasty negative tones is reaching somebody else. Because that is really the purpose of the whole thing. I mean, well, it's, right. it's that was cathartic for us. But
right. That's why we created it in the first place.
Of course. So it was so wonderful to have her come up and say that and say how it helped her. So
oh,
I just
I'm so
was
glad
like,
she did. Yay. Shout out to Ginger.
I know. Cheers to Ginger. Keep on plugging through pandemia. Yeah. Woohoo.
We did have some good pandemic stories. I'll say that.
Mm-hmm. So I That's just awesome. Wanted I wanted to put that in before my WTF. Okay. You talked about your night before school and Fred, the super duper star insurance agent. Good grief.
I'm just giving it right back to him in deductibles. What really
I
does
know.
That even matter?
You know what? It's just keeping the relationship good.
Okay. He's basically thanking him for keeping their business alive, okay?
Yes.
He's thanking me for keeping them in business.
Yep. Pay up.
So,
okay.
If I get a massage or a facial in the process, then it's a win.
Hey, everybody gets to win. Keep driving, kids. Oh my God. Okay. So this is more just silly, ridiculous, and like I'm like, oh my God, Hazel, your Naperville is showing. But the other day, she was playing outside, and you know, after school snacks, right? Like I've never been really that amazing at like prepping. I mean, okay, I used to be amazing at like all of the holistic food and all organic and all of that, but I've never been like super snack mom ever. Mm-hmm. I also don't carry Band-Aids. I'm definitely like, that's a water fountain. Wrap your shirt around your bloody knee, and sorry, I don't have any food.
Okay. Well, I don't want to go to your house after school.
No, my house is fun. There's always 9,000 kids there because it's like, remember I told you, like, what's that smell? Oh, it's freedom. They have the best time.
Okay, okay but you have no food.
Well, no, they're allowed to go and eat.
Oh,
I'm saying I'm not cute in my preparation of it.
Oh,
it's just not where I want to place my energy.
Right.
I just don't give one shit.
You don't cut up peanut butter and jelly sandwiches and star, like little stars.
I'm like, take that cucumber, rinse it underneath the faucet and go outside.
And eat it whole.
Bye-bye. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So Hazy comes up to me the other day because her bestie is over and they want to play outside. And she says to me, now, granted, she's the baby, and she's gotten really posh love because she's also a perfect human. Mm-hmm. But still, she says to me, hey, Mom, could you bring out a snack for me and Julio or, like, maybe a little charcuterie board or something?
Okay. She wants a charcuterie board.
Really?
You're like, hold on. I'm grounding the mustard for the gourmet cheese and meats over here.
I'm like, what did you say? A charcuterie board outside while I roller skate? I'm like, are you serious? Yeah. No.
Hold on.
No,
I'm still getting out the olives.
No, I am not. Take this cucumber and go outside. So you
that
know what
I... Riot.
So I opened... I just grabbed three boxes. I'm like, well, I'm just going to open these three things of carbs and be like, hey, guess what? Mm-hmm. I'm going to put the whole box out here and you can shove your grimy hands in and that's going to be your like happy time.
You should have thrown it on a cutting board and been like, here's your charcuterie board.
No, fuck you. I'm like, there's ginger snaps and wheat thins and whatever this is.
Yeah, right.
Knock yourselves out. Charcuterie board.
Well, do you take her out to like fancy restaurants a lot and you order charcuterie boards?
No, you know what it is.
How does she even know what that
because
is?
Because during the pandemic, I had a stint where I really, really struggled with just like the monotony of it. And mm-hmm. I was like not doing well. So I bought the world's biggest heaviest, most expensive charcuterie board from Anthropologie.
Okay.
I mean, it's heavy, and it was too much money, and it's
you
amazing.
You mean like the actual physical board?
The big-ass board.
But, okay, because I was like, when did Anthropologie start serving meat and cheese? But okay, yeah.
They just have all of the boards in the overpriced Anthro Home department
okay.
on the website. You
right,
can spend too much money on whatever you want.
Right, but it doesn't have food on it. But you just bought the board.
I
okay,
bought this yeah. stupid big board.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, so it's my fault because I've been using it.
Mm-hmm.
So I start out with actual charcuterie, and it's amazing because I've ordered these special jams from Texas, and I do all the fancy, ridiculous, posh bullshit. But then it's really just because I'm lazy. I'm fancy lazy because then I start taking stuff from the fridge, and rather than doing like ordinary leftovers, I fancy them up.
I have done that.
And I'm like, you may eat it whatever you want and play wherever you want and do whatever you want. Here's your giant board.
Right.
I'm like, oh, that's
amazing.
Is that celery too soggy? Sorry, here's something else that I found in the fridge.
Mm-hmm.
That's where she
but
got it.
But they'll never know because...
They don't know. I'm just cleaning out the fridge.
The presentation on a charcuterie board is amazing.
I put some fresh flowers.
Yeah. Oh, well, shit. Okay.
So it's my fault, but that's my way. It helped me mentally because I needed to make things pretty to feel better.
And they're very convenient.
They're amazing.
They're very convenient, yes.
So I made it pretty, and then I was like, treat every day like Christmas, like the elf, right? Because mommy's fine.
Oh,
everything's fine.
Yeah.
So,
but really,
it's not
here,
really...
But really, here's your... Like, it's like feeding a dog, right? Here, like,
we could
here's
call
your
it,
here's your dog food and you can
you
graze
know what?
The whole rest
well,
of the day.
Okay, so when you're doing it for guests, it should still be like, and we'll have charcuterie and we'll turn on the jazz music for our pre-party. Okay, that's great.
Right.
When you're doing it for a family of six,
right.
let's call it the leave me the fuck alone board.
Yes.
Can I have a leave me the fuck alone platter? Yeah. Mm-hmm, yeah.
Right.
Here's your three boxes. And also, leave me alone.
Here's the board, and you guys can graze all night long. Just don't bother me.
You might even sit down with a screen and put your knees up at the table. Mother doesn't care. Did you eat the
but
hummus
your
that was
fat?
Going to expire tomorrow? Right. Yeah. Great. 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 Great.
Did I make sure to spoon out the little piece of mold that was in there, too, first? To make it look like there actually wasn't any mold
yes,
there.
Yes, I did.
Yes, done and done.
Okay.
I have done that. I have absolutely done that.
Okay, so...
I'm like, this doesn't expire for another week and there's a little circle of mold in the corner.
Cut it off.
I'm going to
cut
it off.
Who wants free penicillin? Shut up. Okay, so in Nebraska... When people take their leftovers, right, and it's a hodgepodge from the fridge. I don't mean leftovers like last night I made this fantastic meal of lamb chops and mint jelly and we're going to have it again.
Mm-hmm.
I mean like let's clean out the fridge leftovers.
Mm-hmm.
So in Nebraska when you do that, there's a name for it that I can't remember because I refuse to do this.
Okay.
But they put it all into a skillet and maybe add whatever sauce seems to suit it, pasta sauce or gravy or whatever, fry an egg on top. And they eat it.
And it doesn't matter what's in it?
It doesn't really matter. It tastes different every night.
Well, I assume so.
And certain ones taste better than others, but you'll take whatever needs to go and go.
Oh, my.
So this is before it expires. This is like...
How do you know about this in Nebraska?
Well, because I go there all the time.
Oh, yeah. Your family lives in Nebraska.
Yeah. So my version is the charcuterie. There we have it.
I love that. And I would love to hear, is Hazel's 8?
Yeah.
Okay. I would love to hear an 8-year-old. Because most adults can't even pronounce charcuterie.
I know. What the charcuterie.
Right. Or whatever they
Charcutes.
Say.
Charcutes.
Yeah. I love it.
So my friend Barb made that one night. And she told me this story where she had it. They did it for their dinner one time. Because that's what people do when you have free time in the pandemic.
Right.
And her son loved it so much. And he came up to her 2 days later. And he was like, can we have that dinner again? Like the shark plates? And she's like, I'm not sure what you mean. Can you describe what that dinner looked like? He's like, yeah, you know, I got to come up to the board and like take what I wanted and put it on my plate. And she's like, oh, charcuterie.
Mm-hmm.
So now it's wonderful to call it shark plates because it just makes it more humble,
yes.
right?
Yes.
Who wants shark plates?
Yep. I love that.
So.
Well, I think it's convenient. I think it's awesome, especially on a day where like your family is busy and you're in and out and everybody's and not going to sit down together.
They're not
going to
sit down anyway. Right.
So I have done that before where it's been like, I mean, there's, and I try to do it like in a line, like, okay, here's a line of cucumbers. Here's a line of
summer sausage.
Here's a line of cheese. And well, I mean, not always, but I mean, here's some almonds. I mean, I just start pulling shit out of my pantry.
I know.
And it's, and the kids are like, wow.
I know.
And I'm like, okay, but 5 seconds ago, you were just screaming at me that there's no food.
Right. But you put it on a damn board.
But when it's prepared for you, boom. Then wow, isn't that magical?
They're magic.
Right.
Yep.
Yes. It's amazing what you can
presentation.
Do.
Presentation.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
It's like when you're at home, when they're in kindergarten and you're at home and they have colored pencils and they just throw them all over the floor and don't care. They go to school and the teacher's like, this is a special colored pencil. They're like, oh my God.
Yeah.
Whatever. It's presentation.
It is.
It's your turn.
It is.
You have any more fuckeries?
No.
You don't?
No, those were my two.
Well, your life is so calm. Or you can't share the big shit.
Well,
that's fine. I can't either.
Again, we share. Everybody thinks
nothing.
That we share everything.
We share nothing.
These two do this podcast talking about their kids all the time. No.
No. We would be rich and in jail if we actually shared it.
But that's a really cute perspective. Yeah.
Thanks for listening.
Yeah.
This is 1/8 of our actual truth.
Yeah.
But you know what? Now I'm going to do my quick little promo thing.
Do it.
For the locals to come and talk to us face to face about mm-hmm. our actual stuff, because I'll share my shit in person. I just don't want it for the whole world.
Right.
Quigley's, Mom's Night Out, Two Moms on the Drinking Town. Yes. Quigley's in Naperville, September 23rd, 6 to 9 for the locals.
Hey.
I know.
Love Quigley's.
I know. That's our little stompy stomp. Watering hole.
Fish and chips.
So good there. Theirs is the best in the nation.
I know. You got me hooked on it.
Okay. Speaking of Quigs and Irish, that'll be my next WTF for you.
Perfect.
Did I tell you the story of us being egged and cheesed?
Cheesed?
Yeah. I didn't tell you. Okay.
So I know what being egged means. I don't know what being cheesed means.
Okay. So we have had like slices of cheese thrown at our house. Don't spit your bourbon on me. So like the eggs weren't quite satisfying enough, even though they crack and drip and ruin the paint. We have had like cheese, Kraft singles, cheese food, notice my quotations, thrown at the house. And it like...
What little asshole is doing that?
Probably somebody that was pissed off online from MK.
Oh,
is my best assumption, because I'm a kind neighbor. I mean, my house is the goddamn shark plate free-for-all with the dogs and the fireworks. What do you want?
Right.
So she must have pissed somebody off. And so...
Oh, my God. Like, so you're thinking that high schoolers came in through cheese at your house?
Well, middle school, high school. I mean, adolescents.
Right.
Troubled youth.
Teens, yeah. Pissed off youth.
Yeah. Throwing the cheese.
Bored youth. Who haven't been in school for the last 18 months and they're looking for shit to do.
Grace, right? Like, they also cheesed a whole bunch of cars. I mean, you come out to your car and there's like a Kraft single on it. You can't not laugh at that. It's so stupid.
Oh my God. I don't know that I've ever heard of cheese.
Yes.
So it's like, oh, we got cheesed.
That's what I say. People are like, what? I'm like, well, we got cheese. People threw cheese at our house.
Oh, my God.
And it stuck to the window. And then they ran away. They cheesed us.
And then do you just peel it off? Or is it stuck on there? Like,
it wasn't stuck. But, you know, it left, like, that gross mess of, like, you know, like...
Well, yeah, because it's not even real cheese.
It's not even real cheese.
Plastic. Rubber. Good on a grilled cheese as a kid, though, I'll tell you that.
So there was one night where it was getting to be a little bit too much because whatever group was doing it, there was also some keying going on, like a couple
ooh,
streets
I don't
over.
Like that.
Right. Then a lot of us just park in the alley and don't use carports because, you know, in historic, my Arizona is showing, the garages
sure
are too
was,
small.
Yeah.
How's your carport?
I know.
I'm still from the Southwest. So there was the keying going on, and then one night, like, the giant firework was set off in front of our house. And I was like, okay, enough. Like, you want a ding-dong ditch and throw your Kraft singles, fine. But, like, not the fire. Like, just chill a little bit. So Brian went walking across to wherever he thought, like, said children may be. And he finds this boy talking to whatever neighbor.
Please don't tell me it was my boys. Please don't tell
me. No, I would kick their asses.
Okay, I thought you were going to lay this on me right here live on this episode that you found out it was my boys chasing your house and I was just about to die.
I would discipline them and move on like they were my own.
Okay, thank you. And I'm glad that you said that. Okay, perfect.
So I still don't know who this boy is, and it doesn't matter. But
you see where my mind goes. Like
I do
right
that
away?
Too. I'm like, what did
I'm
my
like,
kid do?
I'm like, shit, it was my kid.
What did my kid do? Was it my kid? Did you punish it? Where is it? I'll punish it. I'll step on it. Where's my kid? So Brian says whatever thing, you know, like, you better mind people's private property. Don't do that. Whatever. Okay. Whoever this neighbor is with this, I'm told this story to you because we're talking about Quigley's, and this neighbor had this deep, thick Irish accent. And whoever this kid was, I don't know who the kid was. I don't know who this neighbor is across the alley. But he's like, if I see you around here again, I'm going to rip your head off and shove it so far up your ass. And I'm like, oh my God. Okay.
Wow.
Right. And then not another slice of cheese after that.
Okay. Well, that's all you needed
I'm
to
like,
say then.
Okay. You know what? You be the...
The neighborhood
European,
disciplinarian.
Go right ahead.
Because
Thank
the
you.
Accent was scary.
Because that accent paired with the threat of the head removal and then up the ass was very effective.
That's
so,
all that needed to be said. Yes. That's amazing. I hope this guy's at Quigley's when we're there.
I don't know who it is.
Damn.
I don't know who the kids were. I don't know who the neighbor was. I don't care.
But there's no more
there's
cheese.
Been no more cheese.
Eggs?
No.
Perfect.
Yeah.
All right, so no more dairy being...
I mean, okay, if you want to bring me breakfast, like, could you add some sausage? Because then we're good.
Throw some eggs and cheese at my house, but could you scramble them up a little bit first?
I mean,
and have it, like...
You can't poach them and put them on charcuterie?
Slide down the house into a plate? Put a little Cholula on there?
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
I mean, be a proper vandal. Feed me
we
while
have
you
not
ruin my
been,
house.
No, I hate, I'm going to knock on wood, but we have not been egged or cheesed yet.
You've been teepeed.
We've been teepeed.
But in the fun name of sports.
We've been teepeed in the fun name of sports, like before before a big, like, championship
and that's
thing
cozy.
Or whatever.
And
no, I mean, we, it's, you know what, cozy or not, it's a pain in the ass to clean up, especially if it rains.
Well, yeah, but still it's paper.
Right. And I mean, it's
not a slice of cheese and the eggs do ruin the house.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. And they're gross.
They're so gross.
Hazel went out front like 2 weeks after and she brings in this shell and she's like, hey guys, look, I got a reminder of when we were egged. I found an old shell. Oh, that's great. Thanks, Hazel. Soups.
Oh, my God. Yeah, the life that we live now with older kids is just a freaking hoot.
Hoot and a holler and a shark plate. God bless.
So how is back to school for you so far? Like, I mean, we're only 5 days in, but I mean...
It's fine. I mean, I think I'm adjusting to, like, kind of... You know what? I told one of my friends the other day, I'm like... The amount of destruction that's left, and we've talked about this before, the amount of destruction that is
in the morning,
left
you mean?
From getting all of them out in such an abbreviated amount of time.
Yeah. Yeah.
That 90 minutes of sing-songy Mary Poppins time while I made all of that is like...
See, my kids don't eat in the morning anymore.
Oh, I insist.
And I do too, but I can't. You can't force feed a kid. You can't force feed a 6'1" boy. I mean, I'm like, you need protein in the morning. You need protein before you go to school in the morning. You are a 17-year-old boy. You are a 13-year-old boy. You have to have some protein in the morning.
I don't think anybody listens to you or cares what you think.
They don't.
They also make you drive, even though they can. So, good luck.
Well, can't really because he doesn't have a vehicle anymore. But, I mean... You know, I'm like, at least drink this protein shake or, you know, I put out a spread of
shark plates and protein.
I mean, you know, fruit and.
You do?
I try to. Well,
I'm like, better get that toaster moving.
You know what? This morning.
Step to it.
This morning, I just threw some bagels in the toaster and.
Wait, you do it though?
I did it this morning.
Oh, you are ridiculously kind.
Do you think they come downstairs and start making their own bread?
Mine do.
But you know what? Mine don't.
Well, my little ones do. Well, maybe it's a teenage thing.
It's a teenage thing. They wait till the very last second. And then all of a sudden they're tearing down the stairs and flying out the door because now they're running late. They don't give themselves enough time to sit there and eat in the morning. And it just, it, you know.
You're like, catch the protein bar.
So I will always
want a cucumber?
Throw them a protein bar or give them like, you know, I'll go to Costco and buy like the huge box of protein shakes or like protein, like whatever, chocolate protein drinks or whatever. And then I see them like, then they're like still in their backpack 2 weeks later. So ew. It's a waste.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you know what? You know, I can't, if you're starving in the morning and, you know, and oh, lunch is so late and I'm starving, I don't want to hear about it.
No, too bad.
Because I have we're stocked with stuff that you can have for breakfast. So I'm done. But just really quickly, just as a flashback, do you remember when we did our first episode ever called Go the Fuck Back to School?
Yeah. It was way too long and it was all about us venting and bitching about how goddamn annoying it was.
It was a really long and summer.
It was the longest summer of our lives.
But when we compare it to like now we have just gone through this whole pandemic with these mm-hmm. kids being at home for 18 months.
Yeah.
You know, school's been canceled. Sports been canceled. Everything's been canceled. Things are slowly starting to return. But I mean, it's just so funny to like think back that like at where we were at that point.
Well, it's a different perspective because you don't ever think like, wow, I really appreciate the structure of the world right now because it could all collapse. You don't think that way. You don't think in these terrible draconian terms of a pandemic and shutdown and world virus. You just think that everything's going to go on as it goes on.
Right. Right. And so it's just interesting the difference in perspective. Like that title of our first episode was like so aggressive. Like we had
a lot of venting and bitching to do because, you know, it's like when a musician first comes to the forefront, right? What they write for their first album as a songwriter is all the angst, right? It's the like dump your shit garb, like the Alanis thing, right? Alanis, yeah. However you say.
Well, I'm Chicago, so I say Alanis.
Alanis, yeah, whatever.
You're Southwest, so you probably say Alanis.
Well, yeah. Screw you, Shark Plate. So then there's the sophomore album, right?
Right.
That is like, and she's
I'm uninvited.
I have found my peace, yeah. And I'm more aligned with my truth, and I express my anger. Yeah.
Right. That is a good example.
It is a good example.
Alanis. We went that strong Chicago A.
All right. Do you have anything else to share? We have like 3 more minutes.
I'm just happy that that we're here because I feel like this is, you know, we took the summer off. We had to.
Well, because we are full-time Mary Poppins, Cinderella, Dumbo's mom, Disney characters.
Well, hey, and we couldn't do it. So,
well, we could. I speak in these empowerment ways now because I've survived like 2 teenagers. I don't say I can't do it or couldn't do it. I say I chose damn not to.
Well, true. I'm on my 4th teenager, so
I've given up. She gives up. Okay, so I'm not going to talk about the mammograms or Nebraska today. We'll save that. This is like a grocery list.
Oh, it is like a grocery list.
Right?
Holy cow, you have an entire side.
I already talked about school refusal in the other episode.
Well, and when haven't we? I mean, with me in this podcast, we've been talking about school refusal since day one.
Because it's a real thing.
I mean, I think, like, I always think back to the other episodes where you're like, are all of yours out of the house today? And I'm like, no.
Wait, was it all your Kohl's cash or just some of it?
Wait, and today, my youngest one, yeah.
Well, hope that he made it while we were in traffic.
I know. I know. I was already, we're on day 5, and while we were driving here today, I was getting called by the school.
Yep.
It's
630-420. Hi.
So-and-so from the school. I mean,
everyone is okay. Yeah, we know.
I know. I know he's okay because he's still laying in bed. All right.
I'm going to save jury duty. We'll talk about that another time.
Oh, that's a whole episode in itself.
I think so. I'm going to save...
The type of people in
these
Jerry
are now I'm just spouting out teasers because I'm going to save Catching Rose in a Lie. Okay. I caught Perfect Child in the best lie on accident because I'm that accidentally brilliant.
Perfect children lie too.
I know they do.
Isn't that sad? Just when you think they're perfect.
They lie.
They lie. And they cheat and they steal.
And you can see it in their body language.
Yep.
And I'll save that Nebraska anecdote too. Good. We've got like an entire episode pending then. And there goes your phone. So we'll see who's being delinquent today.
Well.
Cheers to the Briggs. Next year,
I can't wait to hear about Nebraska.
Yeah, well, dead birds and bye-bye.
Well, all right, bye.
Check out our social media on Facebook and Instagram at Two Moms and a Mic. Subscribe to Two Moms and a Mic and download our episodes on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, or your podcast platform of choice. You may now check out our newly launched Two Moms and a Mic YouTube channel. Be sure to subscribe. All of our episodes are available to download at twomomsandamic.com.